Hallelujah. Come on, let's go ahead and put our hands together all over the house of God this morning. Praise his holy name. Come on, let's go ahead and stand to our feet and let's celebrate Jesus this morning by giving him a big, big clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like him. Hallelujah. I said there is none like him. He is the God of contentment. He is the God of ultimate satisfaction. Amen. You can travel to the east and as far as to the west. And I can assure you this morning, there is none like him this morning. Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith here this morning. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. To God be all the glory this morning. And I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning to our Sunday morning service, to all the regulars, and all, if you're new here this morning, anybody new here this morning, we want to go ahead and acknowledge you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome. Praise the Lord. I stepped into this ministry 22 years ago, and I just came to check it out. That was my mindset. As a matter of fact, I told somebody that I'm just going to check it out. Amen. And I heard a message about the Valley of Dry Bones. Can they live? I turned to that person I was with. I said, I ain't going nowhere. This is where I need to be. Amen? God is able here this morning. I want to thank God, speaking of the Lord this morning, for this tremendous opportunity to be able to share here this morning. And it's always a privilege behind a sacred place like this. Your sacred place in your living room, wherever it is, when you open up the Word and be able to read it, don't ever underestimate the honor and the privilege it is to be able to get into God's Word. And amen. And then I want to thank Pastor Kevin this morning for allowing me a chance to. Now I mean, we wear the same size shoes, but I can't fit into his other kind of shoes. If you guys know what I'm talking about this morning, amen. So I'm gonna just do my best for his honor and for his glory, amen. Pastor Kevin is becoming a world renowned pretty much, pretty soon. And Pastor Kevin is, So I want to thank Pastor Kevin this morning, amen. And I wrestled last night with this message, and I put it together, amen. And I believe God, through the worship this morning, through some things that were said, God wants to speak this morning. And then also, I think it's very appropriate this morning, before we get into the Word, to honor those that have been in the service, or today's our military. Perhaps you served our country. Anybody here this morning that are veterans this morning? Amen. Look at those hands going up. Amen. In light of Memorial Day, we thank you for your service. And we give you a big, big, big clap offering this morning. We thank you very much for your service to our country. Amen. Barbecues and picnics are great fellowship, but don't forget the reason for the day. Amen. There's a lot of people still out there right now giving of their life, sacrificing. Amen. And we want to be mindful of them as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm sorry, chapter 12. And we're going to go ahead and read verses 7 through 10. I believe they should have it on your screen here this morning. And I'm reading for the New International Version, so if you have a different translation, it may read a little bit different. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Father, once again, we thank you for all that has taken place. Speak to us this morning. Continue fulfilling your plan as a result of this assembly today, God, you have a purpose, and we pray that your purpose would prevail, not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we all say, amen. You can go ahead and have your seats here this morning. Now, isn't it a miracle how when we come to Jesus and we give our lives to him, our hearts to him, and we begin to surrender all to him, and we begin to experience his presence within our lives, and his Holy Spirit, listen to what I'm saying, begins and continues to show us the way, and then we accompany that with doing our part, isn't it awesome how we really do change for the greater? Man, that should have been a good place for an amen. As a matter of fact, if we were to go around right now, someone were to come and ask you, how has God changed your life since you gave your heart to him? There is no doubt in my mind that many of us would be able to create a list or just start springing up answers off the top of our head. Some of us would be probably whip out a big old notepad and put, well, let me see. Well, I don't cuss anymore. I don't steal anymore. I'm not a big old liar anymore. I don't go in and out of custody no more. How many can say amen? Right? I've been given another opportunity to get back to school and excel in academics. Amen? And on this list, we'd probably add the fact that we're not violent anymore. I was a violent individual. But want to know something? I'm not violent no more. Amen? I'm not violent anymore. Actually, I'm a better parent now. Probably on that list right there too. Amen? I'm not sexually immoral no more. Amen? I'm not indulging in substance abuse issues no more. And I'm referring to cannabis too, you guys. Went by that place right here on Arborvitae. I go by there quite a bit. And people look all paranoid. It's almost as if the wicked flee and no one pursues. It's almost as if they know they're not supposed to be going in there. And you see innocent looking people with their husband or whatever, their boyfriends, and they're trying to get in that door quick. You know, I get caught the red light a lot there, and I see, like, look at this, man. It's a dope house, in my opinion. Amen? I don't look at all kinds of things that I'm not supposed to anymore. Praise God for that. Amen? I'm in ministry now, and right there, probably right there with the list. And I can go on and on this morning. But when we consider the human nature and how fallen it is nothing short of a miracle, amen, that we are able to accomplish these types of ventures in our lives. How many can say amen? How many thank God this morning that you're no longer the same person? Amen? We're at different levels of maturity, but my friend, if you've been coming to church for a while and you've been learning and being a student of this gospel message, there is no doubt in my mind that some type of change has been activated and has been demonstrated and is continuing to occur within your life. How many believe that with me this morning? Right? How many thank God for redemption? For God purchasing us back on that cross of Calvary? How many thank God for sanctification here this morning? The fact that, you know what? He has chosen us and he has set us apart as holy and he has started this productive growth journey that's ongoing, that's progressive. It's called sanctification. How many thank God for regeneration? The fact that he has revived our souls and he has quickened the mortal man. Amen. And he has given us some fresh insight now and waking us up. The scales have fallen off our eyes now. How many thank God for regeneration? He's renewed our existence. Amen. Through being born again. And now he's regrowing us and he's maturing us. Amen. One of humanity's first encounters with the Holy Spirit is to convince us of our faults and our shortcomings here this morning. Amen. Now, this is funny. Now, if someone were to ask us this morning, come on now, you guys ready to come clean? Matter of fact, I got the ushers back there. They're going to give you guys a little card. I'm just kidding. If someone were to ask you now, since you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, what is it that you're still struggling with? What is it that you're weak at still? Amen. Now I know, this is what I meant by funny, that sometimes the new converts have no problem just letting it all out. You ever talk to a new convert? Oh, pray for me, Pastor. Man, I'm smoking 3 packs a day. Pray for me, Pastor. I was out all last night. As a matter of fact, my head is pounding right now, drinking. Pray for me that God would take it away from me. Amen. Coming clean, just, you know, with innocence and purity, just trying to make some modifications in his or her life, right? Pray for me. Pray for me, man. I'm all messed up. I was, you know, right? But then some of us older folks that have been in the faith for a while, you ask them, hey, how you doing, brother? Oh, I'm doing all right. How you doing, brother? I'm okay. Sister, hey, how's everything going? I'm good. About 5 goods, right? Isn't that true? Matter of fact, you ever get this one? I'm sure Pastor Kevin got this one quite a bit. Hey, how you doing, brother? I'm all right. How about you? It's like, brother, we better get back, boy. Man, why? What a big difference. Amen. Especially when it comes down this morning to spiritual or personal weakness here this morning. Amen. That's funny. Nothing here this morning is hidden from God. How many can say amen? God knows all, God sees all, and God understands all. And God is omnipresent here this morning. And sometimes we're not giving nothing up. And I hope this morning that we're giving it up to God at least here this morning. I'm not talking about intellectual weakness. I'm not talking about physical weakness. I'm not talking about positional weakness. We're quick to come to God for that. We're quick to go and, you know, matter of fact, I text Pastor Kevin on Friday for a physical weakness. Pray for me. Amen. We're quick to come and ask for prayer for other positional weakness. Pray for me that these kids at the school mind me and they listen to me, or my kids at home pay attention to me. Amen. We're lacking in a positional weakness or a physical weakness or perhaps an intellectual weakness. Right? God, help me with this computer. Lord, show me how to get on this thing. Right? I'm not talking about that this morning. This morning, whether we want to admit it or not, all of us are weak in personal areas of our lives. James chapter 3, verse 2 says, we all stumble in many ways. Amen? And I believe this morning God wants us to address areas of our weaknesses and by improving efforts at strengthening them here this morning. Whether they're by thought, or whether they're by word, or whether they're by action, God is looking for a people that want to demonstrate a little more effort or a lot more effort at strengthening areas within our life here this morning. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says that we all fall short of God's glory. Amen. Your weakness can become your greatest strength, my friend. Amen. Listen to me, I used to be a dope fiend. I used to stick needles in my arms. I used to smoke rock cocaine. I was homeless right here down the street on Century and Hawthorne Boulevard, my friend. But let me tell you something. The moment I had an encounter with Jesus, and the moment I got real with myself and began to fall in love with his ways and his truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, something happened in my life, my friend. I am no longer the same individual. My weaknesses have turned into strengths. I can walk by a liquor department in the store now and buy me a Snicker bar. I'm not even concerned about liquor anymore. Amen. I can look at a dope fiend man and have compassion and want to help save his soul. Amen. And lead him to the cross of Calvary without thinking about sticking a needle in my arm anymore. Amen. Weaknesses can be turned into strengths here this morning. Huh? Sometimes we're stuck because we choose to be stuck. How many can say amen? I'm sorry, it's Sunday morning. Let me put my jacket up a little bit. I found out Friday night that I lost 9 pounds. I kid you not, man. This suit and my black one, they've been hanging up for like months. But I had faith. I said, one day, I'm going to put those puppies back on. Just give them away, my wife. Give them away. Buy some other ones. Man, no. Don't get away from me, woman. I got faith that I'm going to lose that puppy. Right? And look it. I can buckle this thing now. I had to hang them up for a while, the black one and the blue one, because they were too tight on me. I wore them to church a couple of times, and I was like, man, I hope people don't recognize that they don't buckle. And after a couple of times, I said, man, I'm going to stop doing that, man. So sooner or later, someone's going to point it out to me, and I'm going to be all embarrassed. So I just hung them up. So if you've been wondering why Pastor Jerry's been wearing green, the green one and the other one, that's the reason why. But now I'm busting out with them because I can buckle them. They feel pretty good now. I went from 231 to 222. Amen? Found that out. I was happier than 10 clowns. I'm sorry, you guys. Let's move on here this morning. God wants us to address by making greater efforts at strengthening our weaknesses here this morning. Amen? Your weakness can become greater in its strength here this morning. Amen? Now, Paul was a man who was willing and able and to man up when it came down to his weaknesses. Paul was a man who was, he owned his weaknesses. Amen? He was here in this text, and I'm going to get into it in a little bit. He was manning up. He was owning his weaknesses. And then we're going to move into another portion of scripture in a minute, and I'm going to show you how this man, he wasn't trying to camouflage it or hide it somewhere. He was a man who was very transparent about who he was. Amen? Most of all to the Lord Jesus Christ, but even to the people that he led. Paul was a man who manned up when it came down to owning up here this morning. He knew after being converted, he knew he didn't want to be a violent person anymore. He knew he didn't want to be a persecutor anymore. He knew that he didn't want to help kill people anymore. And he knew that definitely I don't want to deny this, the gospel of truth, the way, the truth, and the life. I'm tired of denying it and acting like I'm self-righteous within myself. Man, I want to be a different person. I want to get better. Amen. I want to continue to change. And Paul knew that without a doubt. He was not the same man anymore. God had touched his mind. God had touched his heart. God had saved his very life on that Damascus road, amen, in Acts chapter 9. God had grabbed a hold of him. God had grabbed a hold of him and captured ultimately his soul. Amen. There is no doubt that he really wanted to live for God, to do a work for God, to help people and brought in his sphere of influence. Amen. He says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And then in verse 22, he says, you know what, man? If I am to go on living in this body, it's going to mean fruitful labor for me. Amen. He meant business. He meant business. But in order to do that effectively and continually in the midst of progress, and all of his advancements, let me tell you, right here, he is on the move for Jesus. He is taking care of business. Amen? He is doing a work for God. And he is on the move. He's progressively advancing. He's doing a mighty work for God here. Amen? But Paul needed to be cautioned. He needed to be cautioned against a spirit of pride and beginning to depend upon himself. How many know this morning, continued greatness is found in one's readiness to humble themselves? Let's say that again. Continued greatness is found in one's readiness to humble themselves. I used to tell the guys in the home, bro, the higher you go in life, the more God blesses you, and the more he brings back your kids to you and your family to you, and the more, man, he gives you fresh insight, and the more you become better at articulating his word, man, go lower. Amen? Go lower. Go lower as God exalts and raises us up in life. And Paul, I think at this point, needed to be cautioned. His humanity was exposed so that God's grace can be exalted. No one really knows exactly what Paul's weakness was. And at this point, it really doesn't matter. The Bible says that he had weaknesses, meaning more than one. So severe, one of them was that he identifies them as one with a, as like a thorn in his flesh. And then he goes on to say that it's not only a thorn in my flesh, but it's a messenger of Satan. Now, if you had a thorn in your flesh all day, that thing is going to be calling for your attention, isn't it? It's going to be pricking at you. It's going to be nodding at you, like jabbing you. It's going to be calling for your attention, for your undivided attention. It's going to want you to, your flesh is going to want you to pull that thing out, isn't it? To deal with it. Amen. And then I thought to myself, then he says a messenger of Satan. Now a messenger is one who delivers a message. And then if it's coming from Satan, there is no doubt that that thorn is there pricking at him through the day and poking at him and calling for his undivided attention. There is no doubt in my mind that that message wasn't very beneficial. It wasn't very edifying. It wasn't out to help benefit his life and help grow him and mature him as a man or a woman of virtue and dignity. How many can say amen? If that thorn, that messenger of Satan was there day after day, amen? And if that guy began to, you know, entertain it and begin to play with it and without taking it out and dealing with it and annihilating it, amen, chances are it was going to get the best of his or her life. How many can say amen? Right? Are you guys following me? And you want to know something? God knew all about it. This wasn't something that was going on behind God's back. How many know you can't hide from God? We can't hide from God. Amen? As a matter of fact, in this situation, God allowed it. In verse 9, the Bible says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Our character must matter more than our reputation. See, personal weakness lacks resolution. Personal weakness lacks, amen, firmness of character. Personal weakness sometimes lacks dignity, which means self-respect here this morning. And this morning, God is looking for a people that wants to turn their weakness into God's strength by humbling themselves enough to admit it. Amen. By wanting to glorify him and exalting his grace by embracing our weakness. I love that whole idea of embracing your weakness. Not that you're going to enter, not that you're going to let it have its way, but when you embrace something, you have the tendency to have control of it, don't you? You have a tendency to have a grip on it. It's not subduing you. You got it under subjection. How many can say amen? Amen. And Paul needed to be at a place. Paul was a man who embraced his weaknesses here this morning. Right? You following me? By embracing our weaknesses, Pastor Danny was talking about freedom earlier, man, at a whole different level. How many can say amen? How many know weakness sometimes when it besets us and gets the best of us, it can weigh us down. It can really slow us down from moving forward and thriving. Amen. But that new sense of freedom this morning, when you begin to put forth your effort, amen, and making some changes about bringing about change in our lives, freedom is experienced at a whole different, subconsciously, in our heart, in our walk. Amen. Now I can go to Pastor Kevin or Pastor Danny or anybody here and look at you in your eyeballs and tell you, hello, amen, without no a sense of wrongdoing this morning. Right? How you doing, sister? I'm all right. Good, good. How about you? We need no more of that. Right? Let me move on here this morning. Andre, you need to come out with a different one, bro. Well, he went from whoo. Remember that? Whoo. He used to say whoo. Now he says, well. Let me tell you something. When you arm yourself with some humility, some gratitude, and some top it off with some determination and some dependence upon God, there is no mountain you can't climb. There is no river you and I can't cross. There is no giant you and I can't slay. And there is no challenge that you and I can't overcome. And when Satan is at his best, trying to steal, kill, and destroy, God is at his best, amen, saving our lives here this morning. Amen? Right? Part of God's purpose in Paul's weakness was to glorify the grace and the power of his son. That's amazing to me. In John chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says that the Lord is full of grace. And then in verse 9, he says that the Lord told him that his grace was sufficient for him, for his power was made perfect in weakness. Grace is not some sort of concept here this morning. It is a force. It is a power that transforms us. It is a power that gives us life in the midst of death. Amen. It is a power that saves us here this morning, that keeps us, that enables us, and sanctifies us. It is a power to one day glorifies us. Glorifies us as well. How many can say amen? It's a divine force. Right? We sing the songs and we say the word quite a bit, but my friend, come to grips with how powerful that word is this morning. Speaking of words, Pastor Danny, grace, unmerited favor, it enables, it gives another chance, it empowers, it gives the ability to overcome, amen, when grace is tapped into here this morning. Are you following me? Few things I want to leave with you this morning. I'm going to go ahead and end. Stay transparent with God, with yourself, and find someone you can trust to be transparent with. Don't be a lone ranger in your Christianity. It's been a long time since I had a brother call me, amen, until recently, and not to say they have to call me, amen, but just to be able to talk to a brother and find out where, you know, he's struggling with. That's been a long time. On our prayer request, we never hear, I want to pray for put yourself down and pray for a weakness. Maybe a new convert that's here this morning, he had no problem putting it down. Pray for me, deliver from cigarettes. Pray for me, deliver from nightclubbing, or pray for me that I get married one day, or you know, whatever, you know. But from man, we hardly hear any prayer requests regarding weaknesses on script on the paper. Amen. But you know what? Recently, I had a brother call me. And that brother, he's a veteran in the Lord. He's been around. And he could have just took it to God. Amen. He could have just took it to God, left it there. But man, he wanted me to pray for him. He began to tell me what he's been doing, what he's been up to. Amen. And you want to know something? That's part of what we need to do. Amen. In the area of weaknesses sometimes. Now, I realize sometimes you can't trust everybody. But find somebody you can confide in. First of all, Jesus. Amen. First of all, be transparent with yourself. You know what, man? I am struggling with this. This has been setting me back. I don't like having to entertain this. This thing is starting to poke at me every day. It's starting to call for my attention every day. Amen. I'm starting to hear messages that I know that are not of God. Amen. It's starting to tell me, you know, just one more cigarette, my friend. Just one more pack. Or just one more drink, or just one more girlfriend, or just one more kiss, or whatever it may be. Nah, man, take that thing out. Deal with it. How many can say amen? And let God have his way within our lives here this morning. Right? Stay transparent with God, yourself, and trust someone you can confide in. Take your Bibles and turn them with me. And I didn't forget about that brother. And I'm not going to say who he is, but I just commend the brother. Because you know what? Since that phone call about a month ago, God is restoring. I've been watching. God is blessing him again. He's back on track. Amen. Amen. And it's to God be all the glory here this morning. But I commend him that he was able to just keep it real. You know what I mean? Just keep it real. He not shaking and faking, not camouflaging, not putting on a suit and coming to me. Oh, how you doing? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. No, man, this guy called me and just laid it all out on the table and said, this is me. This is what I've been doing. Pray for me. Amen. And you want to know something? That brother's here this morning receiving. Amen. He's receiving, getting fed. And I see how God is restoring here this morning. Amen. Thank God for that here this morning. Rome wasn't built overnight. As beautiful as the place as it is, it took time to build that place. And it takes time to build us. Amen. Number two, determine to rejoice in the Lord despite your weakness. Amen. Rejoice in God. Celebrate in his goodness for your life and his plans for your life. Stay in your Bible. Keep coming to church. Keep singing to him. Amen. And I guarantee you, as you do that, my friend, you are going to tap in, amen, to the strength of Jesus Christ. And before you know it, you're going to look back and say, man, I don't even do that anymore. I don't even want that no more. Amen. Because there is freedom in Jesus Christ here this morning. How many can say amen? There is freedom in Jesus. When you're in the vine, when you abide in the vine, when you tap into the source that nurtures your soul, my friend, I'm here to tell you this morning that nothing is impossible for Jesus Christ here this morning. Amen. He would take a nobody and turn him into a somebody, right? He would take someone's life that has been turned upside down and turn them right side back up here this morning. Are you hearing me this morning? I wasn't supposed to have a wife. I wasn't supposed to have kids. Amen. I was supposed, according to the devil and that thorn in my flesh, I was supposed to be in prison. Amen. Doing the rest of my life in prison somewhere or dead somewhere. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, because of the unmerited favor of Jesus Christ, this morning I'm here standing right side up here this morning. Amen. To him be all the glory here this morning. Huh? Pastor Art, huh? And I'm going to close right here. We used to have a pastor. He used to say that a lot. Matter of fact, Paul says, man, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Amen? Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, the Lord, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I love that. I love that. Amen. That means when I every morning when I open up my Bible and I'm there in my corner with my cup of coffee and my new glasses, I can see my favorite Bible now. That means that, you know what, man, I'm getting strong in the power of his might. Every time I come to church and I sit right there and I worship Jesus, not worrying about who's behind me, who's beside me, who's next to me, but when I connect to the vine, we're getting strong in the power of his might. How many can say amen? Right? And Paul prayed for the Ephesian church. I pray that out of his glorious riches, out of that God that is full of grace, like John chapter 1 verse 16 says, that is full of grace, that he may strengthen you in your inner being. Amen. Where it really counts here this morning. Amen. Last thing, definitely not least, during weakness, remember God's purpose, and that is to turn him into his strength here this morning. Jesus wants to make you a showcase of his power as we stand to our feet this morning. The kind of power, now listen to this, the kind of power that moved Christ to the cross and kept him there until the work of love was done. The kind of power that moved Christ to the cross and kept him there until the work of love was done. I don't care what people have told you. I don't care what sometimes our natural minds tell us. fear may tell us, what your homeboys might have told you. I don't care about any of that. I can tell you this much right now. I know what God says. And what God says, with his help, you could advance against a troop. He is able to raise you. He is able to elevate you in life. Amen. He is able to elevate you. Bless you 30, 60, 100 fold in the way you speak, in the way you think, in the way you conduct yourself, in your future choices, your future decisions. They can get better and better and better. How many can say amen? Amen. Amen. And I believe without a doubt this morning that God has spoken to us this morning as the musicians begin to play. I want us to really contemplate between you and Jesus this morning. Between you and Jesus, I want you to really consider what it is that could possibly be a thorn in your flesh this morning. Oh, the purpose was not to hurt Paul, because God allowed it. God had a purpose behind it, and that was to strengthen Paul. But Paul had to get to a place in his life where he had to recognize it. There was a caution sign that was going up that there could be a possibility of this guy getting prideful to the point where he would start depending upon himself and not God. So the Lord allowed this situation to get a hold of Paul's attention. And what does Paul say? Man, if I'm going to boast in anything, it's not going to be in all my accomplishments and all my achievements. And even though I have that right, and rightly so, I've done a lot of things. But he says, man, I want to keep on the forefront of my mind the area of weaknesses in my life. And you know what? Not only do I want to keep them in my mind, I want to give them to God. I want to rejoice so that Christ's power can rest upon me. That's what he says. I want to rejoice in the Lord so that his power can rest upon me. And then the Lord told him, you know what, man? My power is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. I haven't smoked in 22 years a cigarette and so many other things. But you know what? There's times where I still have weaknesses. And there is no doubt in my mind this morning that all of us here have a weakness or two in our lives. And God wants us to work at it a little bit more. Improve. Make better choices. His power is available right now in the name of Jesus. Why don't we go ahead and open up the altars? Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, that you want to carry on to completion this work that you started. In the name of Jesus.